الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وآل محمد. All praise and glory belongs to Allah, the creator of this universe, the one who has given humanity the inclinations of himself, and he has asked humanity to be tested by death and life. Whether a person is an oppressor or a person is a person who stands for justice, the reality of this world is that they're going to die. They're going to leave this world, and in the words of Sheikh Nimr, we don't have a choice. Either we can live on this earth as free men, or we can die as pious men. The individuals who are committing these atrocities are not hidden by the eyes of the people who have a God conscience. What has happened is that through those eyes that can see the injustice that is being committed all around the world, there are curtains of materialists, and there are curtains of self-vested interests, there are curtains of cowardice, there are curtains of those people who are just looking for their own, they're selfish. The curtains that are placed on the eyes when a person like Shaykh Nimr al-Nimr with his own blood wipes off those curtains, what you see is a revolution of the human nature that God has bestowed, whether you are a Christian, whether you are a Jew, whether you are a Hindu, whether you are a Sikh, whether you are a Muslim. This issue that has been brought up, that we are here to commemorate the martyrdom of a Shia scholar. No, he was a he's a scholar which is of Islam, and Islam is the nature that every single human being is born on. Regardless of what religion or creed a person belongs, everybody understands that if you were to kill a person, keep them detained for 800 days in a solitary confinement, that this is actually injustice. That if you were to go and behead that individual for the crimes that that person has not committed, that it is injustice. The media that is here, they also understand that, you know, what happened to Sheikh Nimr and also the people that were martyred with him is actually wrong. And the Canadians or the Americans or the Israelis or the Indians or any of the other nations, they also know that it was wrong. But the way they can justify it is that it was sectarian violence. By saying that it was sectarian violence, they justify the fact that it was actually two groups that killed each other, and it has nothing to do with us as humanity. But the reality is that we as human beings, if we do not protect the crimes committed against humanity, then that every single crime is actually a crime against a human being. And if these do not stop, what you will see is that more and more oppression is going to happen. And if this oppression continues, guess what's going to be endangered? The endangerment is going to be us as human beings, because we're all connected with each other. Do you think that the wife of Sheikh Nimr did not feel the emotions, or the children or the family members of Sheikh Nimr did not feel the emotions as you as a human being would feel? The mother of Sheikh Nimr did not feel the emotions that her son is martyred? If you were to take a look at the letter that Sheikh Nimr wrote to his mother, it's a son talking to the mother. We as people, regardless of our creed and nation and religion, we need to realize that we're living in a time in which we have a choice. Either we are going to make the choice to follow the justice and the reality that is in each and every single of our own humanity, or we're going to be on the other side. What we do not understand at the moment is that that petition that has been circling around as long as humanity has been on this earth, for the last 1200 years, that petition has been circling around. Sheikh Nimr wrote in this petition as a supporter for what the petition stands for with his blood. And all those individuals who are there, who are supporting the justice around the world, are writing in that petition their own name. That petition is actually the petition signed, a petition distributed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the means of the through the means of those individuals who follow this true path. And the one who is responsible for that petition and to see is the Imam of the time. Whether a person of any creed or nation wants to sign on this petition, they're able to do that. You and I who are here, and anyone else who can hear my voice, who wants to stand for the right, who wants to go against the wrong, is signing on that petition. By signing that petition, you will see that day, when that day will come, when justice is going to rule over the whole world. And when that religion overpowers all the rest of the religions, what you will see is the names of every single individual who ever signed in the petition that has been going around is going to be rewarded with a reward that is unimaginable by any human being. We understand that the US is the one that is supporting all of the terrorism in the world. We understand that. And I think the people in the United States also understand that, and the leaders understand that too. But the problem is the same thing as the curtains. They want to divide humanity, that you are a Muslim, you are a Christian, you are a Jew, and the Muslims that are there are the terrorists. Okay, go and Google what a terrorist is. When you Google what a terrorist is, you will see someone who uses violence to get their political gains. That's the definition of a terrorist. Okay, Amnesty International said that what happened to Sheikh Nimr was actually politically motivated, and he was innocent of any crime. So regardless of what you're going to say, according to your own definition, the terrorists are actually the ones who perpetrated this atrocity. So the other thing also that US is also, you've heard the brother saying about the contracts, about the weapons that are being sold to Saudi Arabia. Approximately $100 billion worth of contracts are between France, England, US, and Canada. Okay, where are those weapons being utilized? Those weapons are being utilized to commit the atrocities for the political gains that the Saudi regime wants to take, because the interests of those political gains are in America and also in Israel. So when somebody understands the triangle, you will understand that all of these individuals that are committing the atrocities, they want their own self-vested political interests, and for that they are using violence as means by which their own definition, the terrorists are not the Muslims, the terrorists are the individuals who are going and committing the atrocities in the name of politics gains. Whether that happens to be ISIS, whether it happens to be Al-Qaeda, Saudi regime, America, Israel, or the Zionists. And what they think is that if we were to do this over and over again and put this into the minds of the individuals or the media, that the people are going to think that the terrorists are actually the Muslims. Well, you have to understand, the Muslims are not really the terrorists. The terrorists are the individuals who are mentally ill, who want to commit and take the innocent lives of individuals that have not committed any crimes. By that definition, whether the person is a Muslim, a Hindu, a Christian, a Jew, whatever, that person is a terrorist and no one else. The Sunni Shia thing is something that the Shias also start, and also the Sunnis start. We end up playing in the hands of the enemies who want to disunite us. In the words of Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah, that anyone who creates a disunity between Shia or Sunni is neither Shia or Sunni. That person actually gets out of their own particular faith, because unity is in Islam and disunity is out of Islam. Those individuals who think that by disuniting, even among the Shias you have those individuals who do that, and among the Sunnis you have those individuals who do that. But you know, you and I, every single one of us have a responsibility. We think that by coming to the protest and by doing the protest we've got a check mark and now we don't have any responsibility left. That's not the case. Protest is means to unite and to take the resources to move forward so that that day and benefit can come, which is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as a result of those individuals who put their efforts and resources in the right direction. So protest. So you who have come here, this is part of your responsibility. And the ones who did not come, they did not do that responsibility. But this is a beginning. It's not the end. It's a beginning where you are here to show to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the angels and to every single human being who's going to see you on the Day of Judgment standing here as a person signing on that petition that I, as an individual, will live my life according to the rules and the justice that Islam has given to humanity for the betterment of white, black, any creed or any nation. And you're going to live that life. And that life, if you live, your end is going to be what the end of Sheikh Nimr was. Regardless what you do in your life, that day is going to come when we have to leave this world, whether you are a Christian or a Muslim. But if you live a life of justice, you are promised that you are going to be given the reward that is going to be shown to all of humanity. So regardless whether you are the people standing trying to protect the individuals who have committed the atrocities around the world, or you're standing here against those oppressors and putting your voice against the atrocities, regardless, if you are of a common sense of human being, you have the nature of a human being, what has been committed was a crime, and any human being with a right mind is going to stand against that crime. Your voices cannot be heard. I want you to put your voice, I want you to put your hand up. Imam Hussein is listening. Labbaik ya Hussein! Labbaik ya Hussein! Labbaik ya Hussein! May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the reward that He has promised. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the coming of the Imam of the time that has been delayed by the actions that we have committed. We have some individuals who think that the more oppression there's going to be, that the sooner Imam is going to come, the more oppression there's going to be, we are going to be tested. And after we are tested, we are going to be divided into two groups. The individuals who are going to be with justice and the individuals who are going to be with the injustice. Regardless of all of the crimes and oppression that is going to happen, we are being tested. So either you are there or you are on the other side. If you're on the other side, this is a test. In this test, if we pass, then when the Imam of the time comes, we will be standing with him. Sheikh Nimr will be standing with him. Sheikh Zakzaki will be standing with him. All of the martyrs will be standing with him, and every single individual who have done their duty for justice will be standing with him. And against him would be the oppressors who are committing the atrocities. It will be the Saudi regime. The Saudi regime is the one who are propagating the agenda of the Zionists and the Americans. They're nothing but puppets. In the name of Islam, if you're going to shame them, you have to put your voice in. You cannot just shame, shame, Al Saud! Shame, shame, Al Saud! Put your voice in. Shame, shame, Al Saud! They think that by marching Sheikh Nimr, they're going to stop the voices. Look what happened. Look around the world, what has happened. The voice of Sheikh Nimr can be heard through the voices of many that are of the same. You think that by doing this you're going to put down the voices of justice. You're going to make the voices of justice to be heard in the rest of the world. No justice, no peace.
No justice, no peace. No justice, no peace. No justice, no peace.
For us, this life of dishonor is not the lesson that we have learned. This life of dishonor is not a life that we need to live, but it is a life that we need to live of honor, which is injustice. Injustice is the life of honor, and an injustice is a life of shame. If you want to be successful, live a life of justice in your homes, in your societies, in your communities, and support the individuals who have given their lives and their blood for justice. And if that is what you do, then maybe one day we will have the same status as the martyrs who have given their lives for justice. We are not afraid of dying. What we are afraid of is not being able to do our duty and our justice that is being ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't scare us with prisons. Do not scare us with death. Do not scare us that you're going to take us and deport us. Do not scare us with anything, because we are not scared of anyone but the superpower, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is watching us and we are going to return to Him. You who want to scare us, you cannot. The oppressor should learn this. Learn it and Google Imam Hussein. He is the one that we follow. He said that there is going to be no compromise with injustice. And we're not going to compromise with any injustice. If it is that martyrdom is our future, then I say with every one of you, then let that future come. I cannot hear you. La Baka ya Mahdi! La Baka ya Mahdi!
La Baka ya Mahdi! La Baka ya Mahdi!